Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Em, Jasmine and Charlize with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, John Collins, bassist of Powderfinger, has been tasked to revive the struggling live music scene in Queensland. Following the cancellation of multiple festivals such as Splendour and Spilt Milk and the closure of iconic venues like the Zoo, the state government appointed the Brisbane musician as Queensland Nightlife Economy Commissioner. Collins announced his first priority was to investigate which regulations and rules could be eliminated to help businesses breathe. This initiative was based on New South Wales's 24-hour economy commissioner, who has already reduced liquor license fees for live music venues, relaxed noise regulations, and longer trading hours. John Collins aims to make it easier for music venues to drive Queensland nightlife economy.
The volunteer-run Australian Cultural Library held its free annual picnic on Saturday to mark the changing of seasons, inviting volunteers and the public to a garden celebration with many plants in bloom. Steve Towson, a founder of the library, home to a collection of over 46,000 cultural pieces, connects the centre's activities and its importance within the community's social fabric. The library has a similar ethos of supporting the community with its arts like 4ZZZ, 4ZZZ promoting musicians and artists, and the Australian Cultural Library preserving people's artistic creations. Construction is about to commence on a room to house the late Ron Bryan Reel-to-Reel Collection and Queensland Jazz Archive. Rod was a radio announcer at Community Radio 4MBS and had a jazz and a country radio show. He produced over 1,000 reel-to-reel recordings. In national news, the Queensland government has committed $60 million to Stage 2 of the Cape York Region package, which is designed to improve the transport infrastructure of the area. The Peninsula Development Road is crucial for access in the far north, and it's currently prone to closures and flooding, especially during late December's rainfall. Construction of the Archer River Bridge and the sealing of a section of the main road are already underway and should see completion next year.
A trial of technology that will give real-time warnings to tailgaters and mobile phone users is set to roll out on Queensland roads later this year. No fines will be issued. Instead, behavioural awareness monitors will flash messages encouraging rule breakers to correct their behaviour. The trial sites will include 4 locations in Townsville and southeast Queensland. In international news, Thailand legalizes same-sex marriage as the king gave his royal assent, becoming the first Southeast Asian country to do so. Taking effect in 120 days, the law grants full legal, financial, and medical rights for married couples of any gender alongside adoption and inheritance rights. This is a culmination of Thailand's increasing support and acceptance of the LGBTQ+ community, though conservative values are still held in the Buddhist majority kingdom.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a side of honey. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. The next high tide on the Brisbane Bar will be at 4:05 p.m. and is currently 0.7 metres high. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.